Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig is back with the sports news, starting there with Liverpool.
That's right, Karen. Yeah, there's not much else to do in these dark nights but watch the Champions League. And Liverpool fans pretty happy this morning. A 1-0 win last night against Inter Milan. So much focus on Liverpool at the moment, with manager Arne Slot and key player Mo Salah still embroiled in a public falling out. But even with Salah dropped from the travelling party, Liverpool were impressive winners last night, boosting their prospects of direct qualification for the last 16. The goal was an 88th minute penalty from Dominic Szoboszlai. And we can hear now from one of the Liverpool players, Andy Robertson, giving his views on the ongoing absence of Salah from the team.
A lot's been said about it, you know, externally, obviously internally, of course it has.
Yes.
But yeah, look, it's a situation that, you know, now needs to be resolved between Mo and the club. And, you know, I think you've seen how together the changing room is tonight in terms of the result we had. And Mo's a fantastic player. He's, you know, he signed the same window as me. I've played with him for 8.5 years. I consider him as, you know, pretty much my family. I've spent probably more time with him than I have in my family over the last 8.5 years. And I'd like to continue playing with him. That's what I want from it. But, you know, obviously we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, of course. Can you tell us at all how he's doing with all of this?
He puts, you know, huge amount of pressure on himself to perform all the time. And last season, he took it to a whole new level in terms of, you know, at times he carried this whole team forward to go and achieve amazing things. And, yeah, look, I think we've all been below the standards of last season, Mo included, and he'll be first to admit that. So, and then obviously he finds himself out of the team, which is probably a bit of a unique situation for him. So, look, it's obviously something that he's not used to experiencing. And, you know, he was positive yesterday in terms of wishing us all well, sending us on our way, and the support for the lads was still there. And as a teammate, that's all you can ask.
That's Andy Robertson. Spurs were 3-0 winners at home to Slavia Prague, and Chelsea lost in Italy 2-1 to Atalanta. Tonight, Arsenal travel to Belgium to play Club Brugge. Newcastle United are on the road to Germany, taking on Bayer Leverkusen. And in the live RTE game, Manchester City have an away fixture against Real Madrid. Norway's Prime Minister has promised to find a way for fans to attend pubs for their late-night matches in the World Cup next summer. Norway have a midnight kick-off and another game at 2 a.m. The Prime Minister said it's tradition in Norway that people go to pubs to watch matches together, and he committed to finding a solution to allow it to happen. We'll probably have a similar debate here if the Irish team make it, given that our matches are 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. It's an important week for the Ireland women's hockey team. They get their FIH Pro League campaign underway against Belgium at the Sport Ireland campus in Dublin this afternoon. Live television coverage begins at 2 o'clock on the RTE News channel. Ireland will face England tomorrow, with further matches on Saturday and Sunday. Irish cyclist Eddie Dunbar has joined his new team, Q365 Pro Cycling, at their pre-season training camp in Spain. The Corkman's move means he'll link up with fellow Irish rider Sam Bennett at the Swiss team. Dunbar, who finished in the top 10 of the Giro d'Italia back in 2023, has been talking to Eamon Horan about changing teams.
I guess, look, at 29 now, I'm used to... I'm not used to switching teams, but you're just kind of used to what's coming up year on year and the pressure that's involved in professional cycling. And I'm just excited by it. And I get to work with Kurt Bogaerts again, someone who's well known in Irish cycling throughout the last few years. And he's done a great job with looking after Tom Pidcock as well. And I think he's a lot of say in Q36. He's kind of done his time, you could say, but he's run teams, he's been involved in really big teams, and his voice matters, you know, and he knows how to run a very good team, and I think he showed that this year with the way he set it up.
And very general question, Eddie, in terms of your schedule for 2026, what will you be targeting when we sit down and look ahead to the year ahead? What can we expect you to do well in? No pressure now.
No pressure, yeah. I think the Giro was mentioned at the team camp. So as I said, I'd done well there 2 years ago, and yeah, I reckon I'd be going back there and might get an opportunity to lead the team there and see if I can go better than 7th place like 2 years ago. And then obviously the tour, every rider wants to do the tour, so if that opportunity comes up, we have a great leader in Pidcock. He was 3rd in the Vuelta, so I think, yeah, it'd be nice to go there and support him and see what result we can get.
You've been around for the best part of a decade. You've been around for a while, Eddie. I mean that in a good way. Have you seen a noticeable change now in the profile of Irish cycling?
Yeah, more guys just seem to make the next step, you know. They go abroad and they give themselves more of the opportunity to do that, but like there's 4 or 5 under 23s this year alone, you can see making the next step to professional, which is, again, for a country like Ireland in cycling, that's massive.
That's Eddie Dunbar. Kildare woman Lauren Walsh has secured a full LPGA Tour card for next season after securing a joint 17th place finish at qualifying school in Florida. Walsh, who played her amateur golf out of Castlewarden, will now join Leona Maguire on the lucrative US circuit. Munster appear confident that Jack Crowley, John Klein and Michael Milne will be able to return for Saturday's Champions Cup meeting with Gloucester in Cork. All three trained in Limerick yesterday, having missed last weekend's heavy defeat to Bath. The World Darts Championship will stay at Alexandra Palace until at least 2031 after the PDC agreed a new five-year deal with the venue. The tournament will be moved to a bigger hall within the complex, allowing it to accommodate more spectators. Racing to finish, and Frankie Dettori has announced that his final ride as a professional will be in Brazil in February. The Italian will have rides in Argentina and Uruguay before moving on to Rio to bring the curtain down on his record-breaking career.
Pádraig, thanks very much. It is now just coming up to 9:15.